Mishnayis Mesechta Midos. Mishnalef Vishloisha Makoimos, in three different places in the Beis HaMikdash, HaKahanim Shemer BeBeis HaMikdash. The Kahanim used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Really, we had this before in the Mesechta Tomid, that there's a special mitzvah essay of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, and Lav Davka because we're afraid of Oivim, of enemies or rabbis, but just because of Kovat HaMikdash. As the Kovat, the Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to have Shemer and people watch it. So here the Mishnah is talking about and saying there were three places where they had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And these three places were the Beis Avtinus, that's a special house in the Azora where they used to make the Keteris over there. And then the Beis HaNitzutz, that's a special chamber that's on the north side of the Azora where they used to have like sparks there, meaning they always had an Esh there, that there should always be an Esh in the Azora, they always had the fire burning there. And also the Beis HaMoikad, and the place where they had that another chamber was also somewhere on the north side of the Azora, which also they used to have a Madura, means a fire burning there. They gave off heat, that the Kahanim used to be cold, used to walk barefoot, so they used to want to warm up a little bit, or else some say after they came out of the mikvah, they would go there to warm up. That's called the Beis HaMoikad, where there was always an Esh burning there. So Nitzus means there was a small fire burning there, always to have an Esh Tomid burning. But the Beis HaMoikad, that was a different chamber, where they used to have like a bigger furnace burning there, that there should always be heat there. So kids, in these three places, you always had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. That's Machlokes, some of Farshim learn that you only watched at night, and some of Farshim learn, no, there was a mitzvah shmira, Yoim and Erev. Yoim v'layla. Now, the Halavim, the Levim, the Esrim of Yechad Mokim, there were 21 places in the Beis HaMikdash where the Levim also used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. So Chamisha, there were five Al Chamisha Sharei Harabayis, on the five different entrances, Shiurim, coming into the Harabayis, on each entrance there, on each gate there, there was a place for the Levim to watch. And Arbo, four places to watch for Levim, Al Arba Pinoisa Mitoichai, on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're inside it, on the four corners there. So on the five gates inside, and on the four corners inside. That was nine. Now, Chamisha, Al Chamisha Shari Azara, again, there was another five, by the five gates opening up into the Beis HaMikdash, and Abor al Abor Pinoy Semi Bachutz, and four on the four corners of the Beis HaMikdash on the outside of it. So on the outside of the gate there was one, and on the corners on the by the outside there was one. So it comes out inside and outside had two different ones. So far we have 18. The Echod Belishchas HaKorban, one place to watch was the Lishchas HaKorban, the room where they had the Kabonis. Some said it was also by the Beis HaMoikad. We'll see later on in the Masechta. The Yechod of the Lishchas HaPreiches, one of the Lishchas, the room where they kept the curtains, used to weave the curtains over there. So that's 20. The Yechod Liachurei Beis HaKaparis, one of the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was called Beis HaKaparis, also had a place there with Levim used to stay there to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Now Mishneh Beis, Ish Harabayis Hoyamachzer Al Kol Mishmer Mishmer. There was one person, like the superintendent, they'd be in charge to make sure of the Shmir, the people were watching. So the Hamamuna, the one that was in charge of this, over the Shmir, the Harabayis, so Hoyamachzer used to go around Al Kol Mishmer Mishmer, used to go around every night to make sure that everybody's doing the job. The Yavukas Dokum of Fonav, he had a torch burning in front of him. For Chol Mishma Sheinu Oimed, and the Mishma that would not stand up in front of him. Oimeloi Ish Harabai. So the Amunah, the superintendent, would say to this person, Shalom Aleichem, give him Shalom Aleichem. Because he did not stand up for him, so he's afraid maybe he's sleeping. So he went to him and said, Shalom Aleichem. Nikeshu Yoshin, but he didn't answer back. Then he could talk a little that he was really sleeping. So Choyf Tobe Makoli, he would give him a bang with his stick as if to wake him up. And Urishus Hoyuloi, the superintendent had permission, Lisref Es Tzusai, to burn his clothing. So not when he's wearing them, not to hurt him, but to burn his clothing. That was his punishment for falling asleep when he's supposed to be watching. Then Imrim, and people would say outside, like in the Beis HaMikdash, Mak Hilbi Azor, what's this voice, what's this banging that we're hearing in the Beis HaMikdash? So they would say, Kol Ben Levi Leikam, This was the voice of a Ben Levi getting beaten up, or begod of Nisrofim, his clothing is being burnt up. Sheyoshin lo yamishmorei, for the fact that he was sleeping when he was supposed to be watching. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Pamach, as it once happened, Motzu et achi imo yoshin, they found his mother's brother, that was a Levi, sleeping by the Mishmor, the Sofras Tzayson Echlem, and he gave him this punishment that they burnt his clothing. Mishneh Gimel, Chamisha Shorim Hoyu Laharabayis. The Harabayis, that there were five gates, it means in the wall around the Harabayis. The Harabayis, that's the mountain where on top of the mountain was built the Beis Hamikdash. So around the mountain there was a wall, and that wall had five gates to go inside it. So it's like this. Shnei Shari Chuda Min Hadorim. On the south side, that was the most side that they used to come in and go out. So they had two gates there. It was called Shari Chuda, this is a Lashon of a Neviya then, that said a Nevuah there. So it's called Shari Chuda. And these two gates, Mishamshim Knisav Yitziyah, people used to come in and go out. But a lot of the binyonim inside the Beis Hamikdash was on the south side, therefore on the south side they had two gates. Now, Ki Toinois Min Amarav, on the west side, they had the gate called Ki Toinois, some says after his name, the person that built it, or was misnadiv the money to have it built. So also Mishamash Knisav Yitziyah, on the Amarav, the west side, also people used to come in and go out. Todi Min Atzofen, on the north side, the gate there was called Toddi, also after the person that had it built. And this on the north side, the Hoyim Mishamish Klum, it wasn't really necessary, they did not really need it, as they not used to go in and go out. It was only made just for beauty, to make it look nice. But some say, Kahanim, when the Hadar came about Kerry, they would go out that entrance, that exit, that Shar. Now, Shar HaMizrach, on the east side, they also had a gate. The Olav Shushan Abira, on top of that gate was a picture of Shushan Abira Tzura, a nice picture of Shushan Abira. Some say Zecher to remember the Melech Pras, of Melech Kush that helped them build the second Beis Hamikdash. Now through this gate on the Shar Mizrach, Sheboi Kohen Godol, Hasor Vesaporah, according to our Meir Shita, at least, the Kohen Godol was one who used to burn the Parah Aduma. So when the Kohen God used to go out from the Beis Hamikdash to burn the Paradum and the Har Zeisim, he used to go out on this Shar, on the east Shar, Shar Mizrach, which was, that's called Shabai Kohen God La Surface of Paro, who for it took out the Paradum also, the Chol Misadeh, all the other kind that were helping along with it, Yaitzim the Har Mishcha, they would go out through this east gate to go to the Har Mishcha, and that's where they would burn and take care of the Paradum. Now Mishneh Dalet, Shiva Shorim Hoyu Biazora. Now the Beis Hamikdash itself had seven gates to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Shloisha B'tzofen had three gates on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Shloisha B'dorim, three on the south side. V'yecha B'mizrach, one on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash. On the west side there was no gate. Now Shebedorim, the gate on the three on the dorm on the south side was like this. Was Shar HaDelek, the gate called Delek. That's what they used to bring in the wood for the Marocha, for the burning. Shenlo, the second one, was called Shar HaBechoris. That was the Shar, the gate of the Bechoris, used to bring in the Bechoris for Shechit over there, because the Bechoris, the Kochim Kalem, the Shechit is Kosher, even Bedorim. Shlishilo, the third gate over there, was called Shar HaMayim. That was the Shar HaMayim. That's what they used to bring in for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis. They used to bring the water from the Meshiluach through that gate. Now, Shebe Mizrach, what was the one gate we had on the Mizrach? That was called Shar Niknor. That was the Shar Niknor. That was the name of a person called Niknor, that he brought these losses, these doors, from Mitzrayim, like Gemara in Yuma says. Now, Ushtei L'Shochois Hoyuloi. There were like two chambers in this gate called Shar Niknor. Achz Miminoi, one was on the right side, Vechem Mismala, one was on the left side. Achas Lishchas Pinchas Hamalbish, one was called the room of Pinchas Hamalbish, the Yachas one was called Lishchas Oisei Chavitim, the room where they used to make the Chavitim, that's a special mincha the Kohen God used to bring every day. So it was Lishcha Pinchas Hamalbish, he was the one that took care to make sure the Kohanim or the big Dikuna they had the Begodim to wear. So his gate, his room was right by the Shar Nikna. Now Mishnehei, Vesheva Tzofen, what about the north side of the Beis Hamikdash itself? We had before, it had three gates there also. So there was the Shar HaNitzitz, who Kaminach Sadra Hoyu, had like a porch there, the Aliyah Bnu Yagabov, and there was an upper chamber built on top of it. Shakhanim Shermin Mamalov, the Khanim used to watch on the top of it. And the Halaviyim on the bottom, the Leviyim were on the bottom. And it had an entrance there, it had a door like to go into the Chayil. So this Chayil we'll see later on, this is like a width of 10 Amis in between the Srug. It's like in between the wall and the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, that's called the Chayil. So there was an entrance to go in there from the Shar HaNitzitz. And the Shar HaNitzitz means, like we said before, there is always a light there that they should always have Eish in the Beis HaMikdash, and cost in the order for them to light something there. Now, Sheni Loi, the second gate on the Tzofen side, was called Shar HaKorbin, and Shlish Lo, the third one, was called Beis HaMoikat. Now the Shar HaKorbin of Pshat is used to bring the Kodesh HaKadoshim to make the Shechita B'Tzofen through this gate. That's why it was called Shar HaKorbin. And the third gate was called Beis HaMoikad. That was also, that we had before, that was used to have a fire always burning there to keep them warm. Now Mishnah Vav. V'arba L'shochos Hoye V'Beis HaMoikad. There were like four chambers, four compartments in this Shar, by this last Shar we had, called the Beis HaMoikad. On the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, this Shar, this entrance, this gate called Beis HaMikdash, there were four chambers there like. There was Kitonios, Psuchos Letraklin. Kitonios was like a small room opening up into a big room. That's like these small four compartments opening up into the Beis HaMikdash. So you have these four small chambers, four small rooms there. Shtayim Bakodesh, two of these rooms were built on the Tchum of the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ushtayim Bachol, two of them were built like on the outside, on the Chol. There was this wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Kedusha starts. And right outside it is called Bechol. So kids, two of these chambers were like built on the outside of the wall that was called Chulin. And Veroshei Pisposim, meaning the tips of the head of the tips of the beams over there, Mavdilin used to separate Ben Kodesh Lechol, to know exactly where exactly ended the Kedusha of the Azara and where started the Chol. Or Mahayu Meshamshes, what do they do with these four rooms there, these four chambers over there? Is Marovis Dreimis, the south west side, he hoysel Lishchas Tloy Korban. That was the chamber where they used to have the Korbanis, the Tloy, the young Tloyim. And they used to check out the lambs there, the small Tloyim, for the Korban HaTamid. Dreimis Mizrachis, the southeast side, he oysel Lishchas oysel Lechem upon him. That was the room where they used to make the Lechem upon him for every Shabbos. Mizrachis Tzvainis, the east north side, Bo Gonzu Beis Chashmanoi Es Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshiksom Malchi Yovim. Like the Malchi Yovim, they used the Beisim, they used the Mizbeach for an Avodah Zarah. So therefore when the Chashmanoim won over and was Metairit, they were gone as those Avonim. They broke it up, chopped off those Avonim, and they hid it in this room. That's Pshat in this chamber over here, Gonzu Beis Chashmanoi, the Beis Chashmanoim, after Mizgava by Hanukkah time, they put those stones of the Mizbeach, as Avni Mizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, that Sheshiksum Malchayovim used them to use it for Korban for Avodah Zarah. Now, Tzvonis Marovis, the northwest side, Bo Yodin Lebeit HaTfilot, that's where they used to go down to the Beit of the Mikvah. And the Pshat is, we said, this whole Lishra was called the Beis HaMoikad because they used to have heat there, they used to have a nice furnace always burning there in order to keep the Kanim warm. So
the Mishnah Zayin, Shnei Sheorim Hoyu LeBeis HaMoikad.
This big room had like two shorim to it, two gates. Echad Psuch LeChayil, one was to the outside to go out into the Chayil that's outside the Azara. The Echad Psuch LeAzara, the other side was to go into the Azara itself. There were two different gates. Omer Rav Yudah, Yudah says, Zeh Shoy Psuch LeYazorom, the top gate that was opening up into the Azor, into the Beis HaMikdash itself, Pishpish Kotten Hoylov, it had a small door to it also. Sheboy, in that small door, Nichnosum Livlush Es Hazara. That's when a person went in to check out the Beis HaMikdash to make sure all the Kalim were in place. Like every morning we had one Kohen would go in there to check everything out to make sure everything was in place. So he used to go through that small door. Now, Mishnah Ches, Beis HaMoikad, this big room called the Beis HaMoikad, Kippah on top of the roof was like an arch. It was like a round on top. Ubayas Godel Hoy was a very big room. Mukef Ravdim Shalev, we have had this from Mr. Tatamid. On the walls of it, there were like stones sticking out. There was a pavement of stones. That the Zikne Beisav Yishonim Shom, these big stones sticking out, the older Zikanim, older Kanim used to sleep there at night. They used to have the keys to the Azomas in their Rishus. They took care of it. Nobody could take the keys without asking them permission. But the young Kahanim, Ishkis Sabar, each one would sleep on the floor with his own blanket, like his own pillow. Mishnah Tes, Omokam Hoyishom Arbralama. There was a place there in the Beis HaMoikad. There was one Amma by an Amma. The Tavlu Shoshayish. It was like a piece of marble. There was an Amma by an Amma. The Tabas Hoysikabu, but had a ring on top of there in it. The Shalshelis, and there was chains. Shamafta Choyshoyot Luyasbo, that the keys were hanging on that chain. Hegiyas Mahanila, that's what he used to keep the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So there came the time to lock the doors at night. Hegbiyas Atavu, they would pick up this big piece of marble. But the Tabas with its ring. The Nota Samafta Chois, Minas Shelt, they would take, the Nota, they would take the keys from the chain. The Noel Hakoim Mifnim, and the Koim would lock the doors from the inside. Or Ben Levi Yorshan Lemibachutz, and the Ben Levi would sleep like on the outside. Some say he would be sitting outside, Yorshan Lemibachutz, Kamish Levium Shom Bachutz, that Levium that was sitting outside the Azorah. Now, government, you know, when he finished locking up everything, then he put back the keys, the Shalshelis, they put back the keys on this chain, and the big piece of marble, Lama Bainam will come back to this place. And Nosuk Susi, a small coin, will put like his blanket on top of it, and Yoshna, he would sleep there at night on top of the keys. Now, what's going to be Eira Kerab, let's say one of the Kanim's who Kerab came to me at night time, so Yotzi, he would go out. He would go down the steps, the winding steps. The gold on the bottom, underneath the tunnel, underneath the base of Mikdash. He would go to the base of Mikvah there, to the base of Tefillah there. There were lights lit on both sides of the path going there. Until he got to the base of Tefillah. The Blessed Ben Yaakov Leimer, the Mesiba Hailechas Takas Achayel. He says no, it was a little bit different. He used to go to the steps that were going down underneath the Chayel. And Yotzi would leave the Beis HaMikdash, Vodach Le'Betodi, would go out through the Shar Todi. That's the way the Kohen that became Tomei would leave the whole Harabayas he holds. Like he would not stay as the Machlekes. Woman Yom says, after the Mikvah was able to stay there till the next morning and then leave. And the Blaz holds known that after the Mikvah he would have to leave, go out through the Chayil, and then leave the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, to go out through that Shar called Todi. Yeah. Kitzur Blaz holds that when he came up from the Beis HaTfilah, he did not go back to the Beis HaMoikid, but rather he went through these mechilas that were taktas l'chayil, and he went out to the Har HaBayis. Now Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Har HaBayis Hoya Chamesh Meyos Amo Al Chamesh Meyos Amo. The Har HaBayis itself was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Now Ruba Min Adorim, means on the south side of it, that's the part that most of it was open, that was not where the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was built mainly on the southern side. Therefore, the Dorim, the south side of it, was mainly open to be used. Shenila, what was the next part that had the most space? Mina Mizrach, on the east side of it, also was not so much of the Beis HaMikdash, was also open to be used for other things. Shalish Shiloi, the third amount of space was Minat Sofer on the north side. It wasn't that much there, because the Beis HaMikdash was built on the north side of it. And Yuta, the least amount, was Minamarav on the Marav side of the Har HaBayis. Now Mokim Shoyerev Midosoi Shomhoyerev Tashmishai. Like we just got finished saying, the place that was more open, that's the place that had more use there. So therefore, on the Durham side, that part was most open, that's the part that had most use there. They used to put things there, they used to have houses there, or Batul Tashmishon, they used to do things there. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-nechnosim la-harabayis, whoever came into the harabayis, nechnosim derech imin. You shall walk in on the right side, or ma-kifin v'yotzim derech small, they walk around it, and come out on the left side. Al derech kovid, you're supposed to go the right side.
chutz excluding the mishera dover, something bad happened to the person, so the person became an ovel, became a menuda, then it was different. So what? That shumakil l'smol, he would go around his left side. And if so, therefore people would ask him like, maloch makil l'smol, how can he be going around on the left side? And he would have to answer back and say, listen, shani ovel, I'm an ovel. So then the people say back to him, Hashem Abayis says that Yinachem Chalakodesh Baruch Hu, the Shrine that's in this Beis Hamikdash, it should be Menachem you. That's where the Menachem the Yovel. Or else, let's say he would say Shani Menuda, I was put into Nidui. So they would say back to him, Hashem Abayis says that Yitem Belibam VeYikarvucham, like the Shrine here should help you out, should be believed into those people that put you into Nidui, and Vinachachem they should be Menachem you. Different Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. There should even be Menachem, the Menuda, in this Lashon. However, Omolo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said back, no. Sison kilo over olav esadin. Like this, he's saying that as if the people that put him into Nidui did something wrong, or they did something wrong. That's the Lashon that's mashma here. El Rav, he said they should say like this better. The Rav Lashon should be, Hashreichem Abayi says there, the one who lives in this house, Yitain Belibel, they should put into his heart, V'sishma, the Divrei Chavarecha, V'yikavucha. That other, we should say like this rather, that our Sheikh and myself, the Shekhinah, this in the Shekhinah here, should put Yitem Belivcha into your heart, V'sishma Divrei Chavarecha, as if to say, you should go do tshuva now. You should be a Hamahadi, be tshuva, and be Kavucha, then they'll be Mekabi you, and they'll take away the Nidu. That's the Lashon you should say, as if the people that put you into Nidu were right, and you were the one that should do tshuva.